Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Now, you know what the worst about that, about on the anti-rap front, is Kristen from accounting. I mean, because you can tell, like, especially if she happens to be here when we're doing the top five, and she gets this look on her face like she's just stumbled into a patch of manure somewhere unexpectedly. More rap. It's like being back in Kennewick circa 1989. What is this music?
All right.
Worst Bond ever, Rick. Who says, why does everyone always forget about Casino Royale with David Niven as Bond? Also starring Woody Allen, Peter Sellers. David Niven, bar none, was the worst Bond ever. Jen, P.S. F. Matt with Albert Broccoli.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
Here's the thing, because he doesn't count, because if memory serves, and I'm the first to admit that I may be wrong about this, but I think I've only seen it like once, like 3 a.m, like 12 years ago. Casino Royale is a parody, is it not? Casino Royale is sort of the, it's not the Naked Gun, but it's tongue in cheek. It's not a real Bond movie. It's what Star Trek people, so I'm told, would call outside the canon, meaning it's not accepted as being part of the Bond timeline. Sort of like that Star Trek book that they had a few years ago where Riker. Hey, you just have to take my word for it. Subject line, gifts for chicks. Rick, you are so wrong, says Catherine. In my family, the motto is new project, new tool. I got a new belt sander last weekend, she continues. This weekend, I'm getting a wet saw tile cutter. I would truly love and appreciate a gift certificate to craftsman.com. P.S. I hate the smell of lilacs. That's what I'm talking about. I want a girl just like the girl who got herself a saw. All right. We're going to go to the house of Rick momentarily. Full-time listener, though, downtown is Diana. What's up with you?
I got to tell you that, hey, you guys are never supposed to understand us women. Haven't you figured that out
no,
yet?
No, but it doesn't mean we can't try.
I understand, but you've got to be prepared. You may get some disinformation.
It's like breaking that crypto, that encryption that the government does, that 128-bit encryption that the government, uses to send secret transmissions. We may never break it, but we can try.
Okay. The other part was, when I was in Germany, they first came out with the Blitzkrieg cameras, and the Germans wear plastic masks. The driver would wear a plastic mask. The passenger would be dropping trowel and mooning the camera, and they'd have something taped over the license so you couldn't figure out who it was.
Excellent. See,
they had pictures all over the country.
See, a little bit of creative disobedience is what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
You can't just go to court and go, it's not me, because then the judge is just going to, they're just going to have you beaten. Yeah, they're just going to have you beaten. But yes, you do something a little creative, I can get with that.
All right. You take care and have a fun day, okay?
Me and Karen have a fun day.
Take care.
And have a fun day.
So the guy with no mouth function today is correcting the guy with no ears. I can't hear, you can't talk. We should go on the road, do some sort of a review.
Welcome to the Helen Keller radio show.
He can't talk and I can't hear. Hey. All right.
I'm not a moon. Oh, no. See no evil, hear no evil.
He's tiny. I'm toony. We're both a little loony. The hell am I doing? Oh, by the way, just before we go to Rob here, somebody emailed in. In fact, several people, and the emails all basically say, "What the hell is wrong with Matt's voice?" More so. Your ear is broken. What have you done?
I've got like on my right side, my right ear. I've
Would
got
you
like
me
a,
to
an ear
for you?
Ear infection. No, I'm right. It doesn't hurt if I don't open my mouth. So
that's what I always say.
I've got a bit of a like an ear infection going on. Well, where it's at, it's right basically at the top of the jaw. So if I open my mouth, it sends like shooting pains into the side of my ear. So I'm just not opening my mouth to speak today. It's less painful.
He was eating when I came
here. I tried to eat earlier.
I see.
But
you can open your mouth to eat, but not to actually participate in the Rick Emerson show.
Well, you'll notice that Ian got me he goes to the little Dunaway Deli and got a sandwich and everything. I ate my soup. My sandwich is still sitting there, so is my little thing of chips.
That's the sound of Matt eating for the next week.
Straws, baby. It's all about straws.
Let me just tell you this real quickly. Let me tell you this. When I was a kid, when I was about, I don't know, about 12, you'll want to brace yourself for wincing. All right, ready? We're gonna wince here in about 3 seconds. I bit through my tongue. Commence wince. There you go. Bit through my tongue when I was about 12, playing football. Kid came up behind me, knocked me down, wham, incisors, or whatever those things are in the front, your chipmunk teeth, your buck teeth, bit them right through my tongue. And let me tell you this, nothing's ever hurt, you never heard anybody scream that loud Like, it doesn't matter what. You could be in a birthing ward, you know, Beth Kaiser. It doesn't matter. It's just me. Ah! You know, like three counties over. Ah! You know, cue the view from the moon. Ah! It doesn't even matter. And let me tell you, you're not eating a damn thing. You bite through your tongue. You're not using your mouth for it. You're breathing barely. That's it. And of course, my mom. Tonight we're having pork chops. Hey, but as for you, Jell-O, lots of broth. You never seen your tongue, and you didn't think your tongue could swell that big. You know what I mean? You ever do that thing sleeping with your mouth open, tongue all like laying on your pillow like it was a purple football? Can't even put it back inside your mouth. Anyway, at the house of Rick, it's a good friend Rob.
Oh, hold on, Rick. Sorry, man. I was so tired of waiting online. Oh, I had to relax a little bit. Hey, I got
life
two things
hard
for you.
Yeah.
Okay, on the photo radar, they have this cool new invention, the polarized license plate covers.
Like a mirror or something?
Looks clear when you look at it. Take a picture of it, and it's mirrored.
Excellent.
So they don't even know where to send a ticket.
That's like that paint that they have that absorbed radar?
Yeah. And then the second thing is you were talking about, like, after a fight, how great you feel, you know, and all exhilarated.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a fight, Rick?
Well, I've been on the losing end of many fights. But see, the thing is, even if you lose, here's the difference between guys and chicks, is that when you're a guy, you know, even if you get your ass beat, because I'm not what you call real physically imposing, but even if you lose the fight, guys will beat each, especially if they're drunk, guys will beat the hell out of each other, and then it's like, well, all right, man, you're okay, let's have a beer. And then a lot of times you'll end up bonding, and you still feel better.
Me and my best friend, man, we'll get drunk, and the wife will be asleep, we'll be in the house like 2 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden we're wrestling in the kitchen, knocking stuff over.
No, it's guys will beat the snot out of each other, but then it's like, then they go bond over some beef jerky.
Exactly.
Women, though, will fight, and it's like women, they're their blood enemies. They're mortal enemies forever.
Hey, I'm all for that Jolie thing, how women think. I'm going to have a list of questions to email you.
Dude,
about
I got a list of like 500 things, right? We got big guys calling yesterday going, dude, can I talk to her right now? I need to know what the hell is going on in my wife's head. Yeah, no one knows. That's Rob. It's not the winning the fight, although winning the fight is better. It's just being in the fight. It's just a stress release. And much like sex, you kind of want to videotape it so you can watch it later and point out the good parts. You know, when you're like, hey, check out right here where I catch him in the jaw. You know, it's like it's. let's see. Let's get one more quickly here. A full-time listener in Beaverton. Larry, what's up in your world?
How you doing, Rick?
What do you got?
You were talking about Casino Royale.
Yes.
Who is the first actor to ever play Ian Fleming's James Bond?
Oh. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess like most people, I always think Connery, but probably not.
No, it was an American.
Who?
Yeah, Barry Newman.
Barry Newman.
True story. It was on TV. It was a network special on NBC.
Excellent.
It aired in the 1950s, and he's considered to be the first Bond.
See, that's news that you can use. Not like that stupid Where is Iraq business yesterday.
Peter Lorre played the bad guy.
Ah, Peter Lorre. That's a guy I miss. That's Larry in Beaverton. All right, this is Tim Riley, though. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
210, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by the 10 o'clock news. Now, the last time the bulge appeared, Mount St. Helens blew up. Now, Oregon's Three Sisters is growing fat. Is there a new volcano threat? Find out tomorrow, only on the 10 o'clock news on Fox 12 Oregon.
This is what newscasts always do, by the way. And
I love reading stuff like that.
I bet you do. What is that line from West Side Story? I know you do.
Makes my day.
It's right after Rita Moreno sings about how she loves the Isle of Manhattan.
Yep.
I'm not gay.
I thought
gay.
That I Know You Do was from Aladdin.
No, maybe. I don't know. I'm not with Aladdin. I'm with West Side Story. If you're a guy, you can like West Side Story. Why? Gangs. Killing. There's a little singing, but gangs. Killing. It's when they're singing America, and Rita Moreno says, I like the Isle of Manhattan. And one of her saucy friends says, I know you do. I know, because we say that around my house all the time. Like, Laura, like, 30 times a day. Me, you know, I really like, you know, food. I know you do. Like, from the kitchen. The hell am I talking about here? Oh, but here's the thing. Have you ever noticed that every newscast does this? What was the story?
What's that?
The Three Sisters going to blow up?
Yeah.
Is your family going to be burned alive by molten lava and die a flaming, hideous death? Join us tomorrow to find it. Join us 36 hours later to find. They also do the raid on. Is there a silent killer in your home that could kill your children in their cribs? Join us a lot later today to find out. I'm just saying they all do that.
I know. But that's the business we're in.
Yes.
Sweeps the news
week.
Business.
All right.
We're in Sweeps Week every day here. Anyway, our top story, breaking news. She wanted to send her daughter to heaven, and now a Kelso mother is charged in a botched murder-suicide, facing the hell of first-degree murder charges in her 5-year-old daughter's death. 26-year-old Ginger Maybe, still groggy from yesterday, recovering from a drug overdose, called her mother yesterday saying she did something really bad. Mother rushes to her daughter's apartment, finding it littered with empty medicine bottles. Ginger, unresponsive and unconscious, the child not breathing. Deputies claim when Ginger came to, she claimed she didn't want little Mariah to live in this world anymore.
Little Mariah.
Wanting her to go to a better place, that being heaven.
Doesn't little Mariah sound like some sort of a, like a horse you'd bet on at a Hispanic racetrack?
I don't know. I haven't been to a Hispanic racetrack.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know women named Ginger are usually at the express line to Fred Meyer, and it's usually the slowest line, and they talk forever.
Completely, and they're always talking about the most frequently used word by Ginger is says. As in, so I says to him, chewing that carefree. So yes. I says to him, if you don't send the check, you can't see the little bastard. Who wants to impregnate me?
Jesus.
Well, the Oregon Court of Appeals is thinking about new restrictions on nude dancing.
Well,
maybe we need to prohibit these entertainers from their lap dancing within 1,000 feet from schools and residences. We don't have a law like that now. Strip clubs that are now next door to schools and residences would be grandfathered in. The head of the Drug Enforcement Administration is unveiling new efforts to fight the growing use of club drugs among teenagers.
What is a club drug? I'm never clear what they mean when they say club
this
drug.
This is ecstasy.
I know it's the X.
Yeah.
But is there anything else that's a club drug? Or is it just ecstasy?
GHB, the rape drug.
No, that's Rohypnol. Or is it also GHB?
GHB was kind of both.
Yeah.
It's two drugs in one.
I know a lot of people have used...
People that you know.
People that I know. A lot of people have used a lot of acid in clubs.
Yeah, but the acid isn't a club drug, though.
Well, I don't think so. Not anymore.
But
these days, it's E, it's GHB, it's, you know, a lot
the
of...
The E
kind of,
to the GHB to the... Yeah, okay.
That kind of stuff.
All right.
Well, this project is called Operation X Out. Now, the amount of young people in America who have tried X grew from 6.5 million in 2000 to more than 8 million last year.
They've all died, every one of them, because every drug will kill you in even the smallest of amounts. If you use a drug, you will die immediately, and your life will be forever ruined.
Well, this synthetic drug is a stimulant and hallucinogen and is often used by young people at those sock hops known as raves.
Can I just tell you this, though?
Sure.
We, of course, on the Rick Emerson Show take a strong anti-drug stance.
We do. That's why we read these things.
Unless, of course, it's the drugs prescribed to you by the family physician, in which case you take them all the time because those drugs are great for you. They'll make your life run swimmingly.
Ginger in wherever she lives.
Yeah.
Here.
And anyway, when I was taking the... I didn't get the D.A.R.E. program. I was a little too old to have gotten that, but I did get... You know, they sent some stooge cop to the classroom to, like, tell you about the dangers of mescaline. Like, any fifth grader's taking... I wouldn't even know where to find mescaline now, and I'm 30. You know what I mean? I live in a decent-sized city. I couldn't find mescaline. You made it part of a Stoop Heather Locklear scavenger hunt. There's no way.
I think one of my neighbors sells it. I smell some strange stench coming out of his chimney. I think he cooks it there.
Probably just a decomposing body or something.
That could be, yeah.
But I remember, like, when I was in fifth grade, and kids don't take mescaline, and I mean that. But I remember in fifth grade, they would have these whole things about, you know, and these are peyote buttons, and they would have these descriptions of mescaline, which made it sound like the coolest thing you could ever possibly do. This was the big flaw of all the drug education when I was growing up. I'm serious about this now. I mean this seriously. I don't know if they've changed it. I haven't seen a D.A.R.E. textbook. The last time I saw a D.A.R.E. course book was in 94. I had somebody on my show who taught D.A.R.E. So maybe it's changed. But back when I saw the anti-drug curriculum, they had these descriptions of drugs that made it sound like the greatest thing. Like, I couldn't wait. I was like, where's the mescaline? You know, I'm just like leaving school, you know, like 12 years of age. I'm looking for peyote. And of course, I never did it because I'm not a fool. And, you know, you shouldn't do that, but they were teaching drug resistance in, like, entirely the wrong way for the longest time.
Anyway. Well, when I was in school, the posters in school said, get high on athletics, not drugs.
Oh,
which wasn't good for those of us in the drama club.
No, we had get high on life. Yeah, we had get high on life. We had, of course, at church, we had the get high on the love of Christ. So,
And one last story, slow down and allow extra distance between vehicles. That's a word from law enforcement officials throughout Oregon due to extremely foggy conditions today. Motorists urged to please slow down, make a cell phone call. That usually does it. Portland Metro forecast for this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies, highs about 60. Chance of light rain tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s, and morning clouds and fog tomorrow. Dangerous driving conditions, partly sunny by the afternoon. Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Let's bring back to the Rick Emerson Show, one of our favorite... he's a caller from one of the emeritus years callers. It's the always loquacious Brett from Abbeville. What's up with you, man?
Oh, you know, just keeping the wolves off.
Excellent.
You know, I had to break off a phone call when that chick called with her famous Chinese secret. Look, on it, and for her, and I'm not bitter, I'm not angry, but I've got to fire a shot across her bow when a woman says you're not supposed to understand this. Like, she knows it. For her, on a pale horse, an intellectual death comes riding. Never ask a woman what another woman thinks. I mean, they will buy shoes just to keep another woman from having them. Women don't understand other women, and there's no Chinese secret. Look, I know how to keep my laundry clean. You know, I can understand the psychology a little bit of a woman, you know, being responsible for life. That would freak anybody out. Follow me? But when a woman tells you that you're not supposed to stand us, understand us, well, plural doesn't work. You, maybe. But women as a rule and in general, no, it doesn't work. I don't buy it. Women don't understand each other no more than they understand themselves. And I'm not negative. I'm not being, you know, a chauvinistic male pig. But don't come out here with this little bag. What's behind door number three? You'll never know. You have a super day, Rick. Success in all endeavors.
All right. There you go. There's Brett from Abbeville. Excellent. 1-800-727 breaking off the knowledge. All right. Which is not the same thing as breaking off a piece of the Kit Kat bar. And it turns out that Jesus... or anybody would not walk a mile for a Klondike bar. It's that Jesus, were he a smoker, would walk a mile for a Camel. That's what you walked a mile for. You broke off a piece of the Kit Kat bar. It's what would you do for a Klondike bar, and I'd walk a mile for a Camel. That's what it was. So, that's just like in case you're quizzed on that later. It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. We got more coming up. Including, what did we got? Richard Nunn getting a few?
We really do.
All right, Richard Nunn from the WB is going to get here. We got Lycus 101 coming your way in about 45 minutes, followed by the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show continues after this.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
225, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by Dell Computer Corporation. Now's a great time to test drive a Dell Dimension desktop or an Inspiron notebook at the Dell Direct store at a mall near you. A fellow has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for killing a guy over an $8 bottle of tequila. Johnny J. Pete, who is homeless, gave Mark Devil Bliss a bottle of tequila in September.
Okay, we're stopping this now. First of all, what's the first guy's name?
His name is Johnny J. Pete.
What, his parents couldn't pick one? Yeah. Is that like a splitting? Is that like some sort of solemn-like, Solomon-esque, Solomonistic?
That's Johnny with an I-E.
Let me ask you this. How would you describe something as being in the manner of Solomon?
I don't know.
Solomon-esque. Johnny J. Pete, Bob, Phil, Henry, Dave. All right. And what was the second guy's name?
The guy who was killed was Mark Devil Bliss.
Devil Bliss. Best porn name ever that's not being used. Some chick out there. Right now you're looking for a porn name and like Barbara Steele is already taken or something. You know, like Susie Devil Bliss. I'm with that. I'll buy your videos now, sight unseen. You sign me up. I'll buy them today.
Well, anyway, when Johnny didn't get the money he was promised, he stabbed this fellow Devil Bliss in the heart. The judges ruled that Pete must serve about 18 years before becoming eligible for parole. He said he gave Pete a relatively light sentence because the killing was not planned.
It was a spur-of-the-moment killing.
Now, here's the quote here. He was not a sophisticated person living on the street addicted to drugs. He was just an alcoholic, and he exploded and took somebody's life.
Okay. It's an understandable murder.
Meanwhile, violence continues to spread in northern Nigeria in the wake of a newspaper article that enraged Muslims. Rioters stabbed pedestrians and tortured churches during demonstrations in the city. More than 50 people have been killed, 200 injured. The protests are triggered by an article suggesting Islam's founding prophet Muhammad might have chosen a wife from among contestants of the Miss World Beauty Pageant, which is being held there this month.
Is that Lithuanian chick? Is she in it?
No, that was the Miss Prison Pageant.
Oh, that's too bad.
So we expect more and more killed before the pageant itself.
That's right. Did you see that huge... Is it Margie Belay that writes those, you know, talking about in the Oregonian?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, she writes the, you know...
I know she's talking about
local interest. She wrote something about speaking of Nigeria, where all bad things come from. She wrote this whole huge piece this morning about Portland women that have been suckered in by these pyramid schemes. Apparently there's some pyramid scheme out there. First of all, can I just tell you this about pyramid schemes? And I'm prompted to think of that by Nigeria, because Nigeria is where you always get those, hello, my name is Umbuko Mbete. My name is... And my brother is in prison, and could I use your bank account to transfer some money? And, you know, this is, these pinhead America, or how could I lose? And they sign up, and then they get swindled. So this big article this morning about pyramid schemes, about how there's all these, apparently a bunch of pyramid schemes that specifically target women, because they're called the Women Helping Women programs. And it's not called a pyramid scheme, it's a gifting scheme. And oddly enough... There's like a whole lot of people at the bottom, and then as you get up, it gets narrower, and there's like one person at the top. And apparently part of the demonstration included drawing a pyramid on an easel, immediately followed by, this is not a pyramid scheme. So, I have no, and they went on to note that pyramid schemes are illegal and whatnot, and I don't think they should be. You know what I mean? I'm not encouraging that you break the law, but I'm saying if you can get people into your pyramid scheme, more power to you. You know what I mean? Stupid people are just begging to be taken advantage of sometimes, and I feel like it's a moral imperative to do that in certain situations.
Well, it's going to be cloudy today. Highs about 60. Cloudy tonight. Chance of light rain. Lows in the mid to upper 40s. Morning clouds and fine tomorrow. Partly sunny by the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
Rick. Oh, this is about yesterday's. This is more about knowing where Montreal is yesterday. Can I just tell you that this, like, generated more email than anything else? Rick, you have basically ridiculed every single aspect of education, including, but not limited to, math, geography, science, school counseling, and gym class. Am I correct so far? Yet you continually pontificate on the glamour of debate club, which sole use seems to be a low-paying job in radio or being a political scumbag. F-Matt with an LD debate team.
This F-Matt could be sponsored by your business.
Ah, but then, on the yang side of things, we got this. Subject line, education. Rick, I was listening to the show today and found your discussion about high school education to be true, not completely on the mark, but largely on the mark. I have taught high school for 7 years at 4 different schools and agree that a majority of information high school students are forced to regurgitate is completely useless. So, just for those who are keeping score, the trained professionals, side with Rick, baby.
All right.
Let's see, is this Richard? Excellent. Let's welcome to the show a good friend and colleague from the WB. It's meteorologist Richard Nunn. What's up with you?
Oh, I just read the saddest story in the newspaper about our snow levels decreasing by half in the near future.
These are hard times to be a man, Richard.
It's a tough time to be a meteorologist.
Yeah, so are there certain weather patterns that excite you? Like when you pick up the I'll tell you what, here's what I do every day. Here's the highlight of my day. And this is a sad comment on my existence, but the highlight of every day's existence for me, get to work in the morning, first cup of coffee, open up Internet Explorer, go right to Yahoo, and I look at that little news box to see if someone's died. Every day. And it's like the other day, open up, James Coburn, dead. Me, yes! It's like every day I get a little thrill of excitement if somebody's dead in the little news box on Yahoo.
You yessed to James Coburn being dead.
Not to James Coburn per se, but to celebrity death. It cheers me. I can't explain why. But anyway, so my point is, do you get excited when you see, like, you know, hurricane endangering thousands? Do you get like a little thrill?
I get excited with the severe weather. I being from the south and stuff, it was the best time of the year was during the summer when the thunderstorms sort of erupt. I grew up in Central Florida, also known as Lightning Alley. 3,000 plus lightning strikes to that area a year. I don't want to see anybody injured. I don't like it when hurricanes come in and destroy property and take lives. But being in the profession that I am, that gets my blood going.
You know what I like to see? I like it when animals kill people, especially if it's in some place where the animals, where the people have been getting real uppity. Like I saw the greatest story the other day. Are you calling for like a bistro or something?
No, I'm at the gym.
Yeah. All right. But I saw this great story a while back in Africa where like some guys were like, I don't know, strip mining or...
Hello?
Hello?
It sounds like you're at the Trenton, New Jersey train station.
I should be. I'm liking the idea of the bistro so much better. I'm sitting here thinking, why the hell am I not out drinking a beer?
But I saw this great story in Africa where some dudes had come in and they cleared out a whole section of the jungle or the forest or, you know, whatever it is. And they sent all these elephants packing because they wanted to start strip mining the ground. And so they set up all these tents and the miners are all sleeping there at night. And about a week later, like 3 in the morning, all the elephants come back, trample everybody into a red paste. And it's just, you know, I just like to see nature getting one up every once in a while. You know what I mean?
I was watching the Discovery Channel. I didn't realize elephants claim so many lives every year, but they do, really.
You don't want to screw with an elephant, man. Elephant make you into mulch without even thinking about it.
They're big, bulky animals, kind of like Matt.
And there's... Okay. Point none.
Piss off, you little meteorologist.
You're just saying that because Matt can't use his jaw today. If you ever wanted to hit Matt in the face, today's the day to do it, man. Going down like you were playing Punch-Out.
Much like an elephant, Matt never forgets, though. So you want to hit me in the jaw today? I'm coming back with a gun tomorrow.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. I forget what the hell we were talking about. But I got to tell you this, that I did think of you last night. Before we get to the weather, I thought of you last night. We were having a
dude... thanks, saying Richard's watching this, too, I bet.
No, we were having this dude night last night. You got to come to our next dude night, by the way. It was me, bunch of dudes from the station, and Glengarry Glen Ross came out on DVD this week. And so we got together, this guy Trey's house, the general sales manager, got together at his house, full-on home theater, surround sound, many adult beverages consumed, talk of a prurient nature, and just sitting there and watching the opening, just the opening to Tombstone, putting the DVD for Tombstone in the DVD player and just watching the opening scene over and over again at, like, window-rattling volume. It was the ultimate guy night. You should have been there.
You know, I don't even know what the Glengarry Glen Ross thing is. A buddy of mine that listens to your show now, thanks to me, told me to tell you coffee is for closers.
Exactly. And, you yeah, damn straight
and then,
it
and
is.
And then he giggled a little bit, and I'm like, I don't get it.
You bet and, your and, ass, and baby. Yeah, you got to watch. You got to watch Glengarry. It's the greatest American movie of our time.
I guess I shouldn't even own a penis because I haven't seen the movie, I guess.
In fact, you should give your penis to somebody for safekeeping. Put it in a drawer or something. And later, if you can demonstrably prove you've seen the film, you'll get your penis back. But you got to come up. I think we're going to start doing it once a month, and we're going to take a vote on what movie it is. Like, I'm already voting for Die Hard next time. And you go over there, and it's just men, like, wearing boxer shorts and scratching themselves and belching loudly.
There were cigars last time. That and Grey Goose martinis and single barrel Jack Daniels.
No, Sterling Silver martini shaker.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, when dudes get together, it's this weird clash of, it's the high-low thing, where... And the one moment, you're unshaven in your boxer shorts, scratching your nads. On the other hand, Sterling Silver martini shaker. And like you know, like the finest vodka, you know, whatever. You can, the finest vermouth you can possibly buy. So guys are this weird study in cultural contrast, you know. I forget what the hell we were talking about. What the weather's going to be? What is the weather going to be this week?
Actually, today's kind of off. I'm disappointed. I was expecting a little bit more in the way of sun, but some of the areas that I drove through on the way to the gym here, the fog is still nestled tightly against the ground.
Yeah, so, I dig the fog. That's the weather that excites me. I like to see, like a lot of people, I like the first glimpse of snow. I don't really like snow, but I like waking up and being surprised by it. But I love walk outside in the morning and there's fog everywhere. It's just, fog is the coolest of all elements.
This makes it feel like fall to me.
Yeah.
When we have the leaves are gone off the trees and you can kind of look through what would, you know, have been a dense forest before. You can see further into it and it's just shrouded in that gray layer. I love that. That is so indicative of fall for me.
No, I'm totally with the fall. It's the best of all seasons. Anyway, so I thought you were going to show up today.
I was going to, but I had to postpone yesterday from working out. So that meant I had to come in today and I got to double up on everything. I got to do cardio and all that other crap.
It's a living hell, isn't it?
I know. So, you know, the way I eat, that's the thing. I love to indulge in food. I eat, you know, 6-7 times a day. I don't care what I eat. Last night I went for sushi and pigged until I couldn't pig anymore. And so now, you know, I have to, you know, think about, all right, that was a lot of carbohydrates. Work it off.
You go to that place where the sushi comes by in a little train?
I love those.
Yeah, it comes by a little, I'm not much with the sushi, but I just like the idea of, like, they bring the buffet to you. You know, it's they bring the smorgasbord to your table. And you just sit there and literally the sushi just goes by, like, on a little train, and you're just pulling it off as it goes by. It's the greatest. If I could get one of those, it just brought me, like, I don't know, like spaghetti and porn films. I would never leave the house. I would cut off one of my own legs so I could get disability, and I would just stay home and get fat.
Or a program train, or possibly even a remote control.
Yeah, well, okay, well, that's the end of that bit. All right, it's 1-800-70, it's just gone. Jesus, you're dead. As soon as we started talking about remote control porn, Jesus, I smite thee. All right. That was Richard Nunn, ladies and gentlemen. 2-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Goo goo gajoob. You know.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Here's Christina with the traffic.
We have delays of uncertain duration.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
And a hazelnut. Hazelnut. Not only was it a flavored coffee, which no man drinks. Here's the only reason you can have a flavored coffee in your house. You can have a flavored coffee in your house if you also have, like, I don't know. It's like if you have...
you're having a lady come over that might want some coffee after dinner.
You know, if you're a single guy, you single guys know this. Sometimes you have things in your house, like you have maybe, like you have chamomile tea or some crap. Or even, and this I don't think makes you less manly, sometimes guys will have, like, female products. They're not even, like, not even the unpleasant female products. But you have, like, you know, female deodorant or something. If some chick comes over, you don't want her to be like, no, I have to go home. I have no whatever. You got everything there. You got, like, you know, you got extra toothbrush, extra whatever. So anything she needs is there. So you can have flavored coffee in the house if it's there as an inducement to a woman to stay. But you can never just have flavored coffee.
Or the Flavor Mate flavored cream to go with your coffee.
No.
Oh, yeah, you didn't see that?
He had that?
Oh, yeah, the hazelnut coffee and the hazelnut flavored cream to go in it. Or the French vanilla cream.
And here's the best part. Here's the best part of Trey's coffee experience. Because Trey, and the weird thing is, it's like completely anonymous. Trey, I think we would all agree here, Trey's one of us in all the other ways.
Trey's a man's man.
In every other way, Trey is manly. But it's like me last night, you know, he's like, he goes, well, do you want anything? And I'm like, and I was kind of feeling groggy, you know, just kind of, you know, the end of the day burnout. I'm like, yeah, I could really use some coffee. And he's like, well, all right. And so then I, you know, he brews the coffee, big manly coffee maker, none of his three cups at a time garbage. You know, it wasn't a French press. It was like, steam comes out. The only thing manlier is like when you make that mountain coffee, just boil it on the stove. Or the percolator, man. Don't you love the perk? Anyway, pours it for me. I can't wait to do Java. Yes, it's a mad thick and black and tastes like chocolate hazelnut. Dre, where's your manliness gone? And he's like, what? What? You know, like, I'm like, a hazelnut coffee. He goes, yeah? And I'm like, well, it's just strange. I would never picture you having hazelnut coffee. Hey, but here's what made it weird, though. He had in his possession hazelnut coffee, flavored apparently coffee creamer, and he goes, well, I got Folgers. And I said, oh, okay. And he goes, decaf. At no point is there any actual real coffee in his house. There's Folgers decaf and hazelnut. And what is that all about? What kind of a man only has flavored and decaf? It's just, it's not something men do. It's just, it's understood. It's not the way you behave. It's not the way you act if you're a man.
And then he proceeds to tell us about, you know, going to Starbucks and getting his, like, his low-fat
double
skim milk, double half-calf latte, you know, and it's like...
I'd like a light Americano.
Trey, what are you doing to us, man?
Yeah, I just don't understand what that's all about. You can't... again, you can have flavored coffee, but right next to it, you've got to have Black Tiger. You know, from Coffee People. Whole beans with a big grinder.
You need to have Juan Valdez and his donkey holding 100% pure Colombian beans right there next to you.
Yeah, and here's what's not effeminate. A coffee grinder is not effeminate. You can have the grinder because it grinds. You know what grinding is? Destroying. That's what it is. It crushes.
Annihilating.
It annihilates little, you know, beans into the powder, you know, the actual coffee grounds. You can have the grinder. Freaking hazelnut. I don't know what that's all about. That's a world apart from my reality. We're going to get the... Joe has the best elephant story ever. That's a phrase you don't hear often enough on the show. In a moment. This is Tim. He's a first-time caller.
Yes.
In Gresham. What's up with you? We got Tim there? Hey, Tim, what do you got?
Well, going to go to Amsterdam next week for the Cannabis Cup.
Excellent.
And I was just curious, maybe some of your listeners are going to be there, and maybe at some point we could rendezvous and listen to you and share the Rick Love on the internet.
Yeah, you know, there's a guy, I don't know if I read this email in the air, some guy went to a beer house in Germany a few weeks ago, found some chick with big hooters and gave her an F. Matt shirt to wear around, some chick, you know, Inga girl. it's a fair bet that some of my listeners will be in or around Amsterdam at any given point, like at any day randomly out of the year. You should drop me an email.
Okay.
Drop me an email, and if any other listeners are going to be in or around the Amsterdam area next week,
Yeah, we're good. It starts on Sunday, and I'll be flying out Saturday, but it starts on Sunday, runs all week.
Excellent. Tim, you went to Amsterdam. Was it for the Cannabis Cup?
I went there solely as a tourist.
Yeah, but what, I mean, did you go during the Cannabis Cup?
Let's see, I was there, after that.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. Well, I'll put it on my website, and I'll give you the hookup if anybody else looks like they're going.
Well, we'll be thinking about you on Thanksgiving when you're eating your corn.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, you got to give us, what's the time difference?
It's 11 hours ahead over there, so we'd have to call, you know, God willing.
Well, you got to be up like midnight, basically.
Well, yeah, but, we might be.
Like you're going to be going anywhere. Like you're going to be really motivated to be going out and juggling.
Inebriated.
I went to the Cannabis Cup. Let's go run a decathlon. Yeah, I don't think so. All right, drop me an email, man.
Okay, and by the way, F. Matt with Portlandia's Pitchfork.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your
That was a new one.
That's what I'm saying. 1-800-727-5955. Well, somebody emailed, they're like, what's up with Matt's voice? And they want to know if he got, like, did Matt get F'd with too many rusty lawn darts? We're going to Hank in a moment. Joe in the Coove is a first-time caller. What's up with you, man?
Nothing. I'm not actually a first-time caller. I just wanted to shake it up a little bit. I was getting bored with the other thing.
With the full-time listener, you're just trying to stir it up. All right.
Yeah, I thought I'd shake things up a little. Hey, best elephant killing a human story ever. Check this out, okay? You know, they feed them basically alfalfa and hay and crap in the zoo. And they get impacted a lot. They have to be real careful because basically they get constipated a lot, okay? Well, this elephant zookeeper, this elephant didn't crap for like a week, dude, okay? And they were, and typically what they do is they put the long old surgical glove on that goes basically up to your shoulder and they reach in there and pull it out. Okay. Well, that didn't work, so they gave it an elephant enema. Do you know what an elephant enema consists of? An elephant enema consists of a water hose.
Okay.
Being rectally, now listen, now here's where the good part comes in.
I've missed the good part. Yeah, okay.
So they give him, gives the elephant the enema, and he's standing back there a few minutes later doing something, and everything breaks loose. The elephant trainer is buried under 250 pounds of elephant feces, and he dies. It suffocated him.
You know, the thing is, when you started this call and you were claiming that you had the best elephant story ever, I was skeptical. I was a non-believer. I didn't think you had the goods. My friend, you have delivered. And the Rick Emerson Show salutes you. That's Joe. Big ups to Joe there. First-time caller in the Coop. Not really a first-time caller, but what are you going to do? You'll be back to wrap it up in a few. Like us 101 and 15. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show, you know.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's like only having soy milk. That's the closest thing I can come up with. You know what I mean? You look at my
refrigerator.
Oh, dude,
it's like only having hazelnut coffee. That's really what it's like.
It's like what it is. And don't get me wrong, there was much manliness elsewhere in the evening. You want to know the manliest moment from last night? I don't have time. I need a longer show. Can I just tell you, there's like, they could give me 75 hours a week, and it's like we never get to everything. You know why? Because it's just constantly, it's a thing that, well, maybe I don't need a longer show. I can't even think of what it is. But here's the thing. Manliest moment from last night is, you know, because Trey's got the full-on home theater system. And I talked about this before, but, you know, big-ass TV, amplifier, subwoofer. And that's really the backbone, by the way, of your home theater system. It's not the speakers. It's the subwoofer and the amplifier. Speakers help, of course. But people, I got the Dominator X10 or whatever the hell, you know, $7 million. It's not about that. It's about the subwoofer and your amplifier and then decent speakers. They don't have to be top of the line. Decent speakers. The subwoofer is what you need because that's what rattles your ribcage. You know what I mean? When you're watching like Men in Black or something. Anyway, so last night, so we got to the home theater system. We watched the Glengarry Glen Ross. And of course, we're doing what all men do. Men will do, in groups of men, it's acceptable to do things that you can't do in mixed company. I don't even mean things relating to your penis. I mean talking to the movie. Because, you know, in the theater, you're watching a movie and some guy's talking along. You want to, you know, bean that guy in the back of the head with a bat. But here's us on the couch last night. You know, just, coffee's for closers. Always be, you don't like it, leave. You know, these are the Glengarry leads. You know, and like from the back of the room, you hear like Mike Everhart going, a loser is a loser. Just completely speaking along with the Alec Baldwin thing. But then the manliest of all moments comes at the end. We've eaten the pizza. The beer has been consumed. The martini ice is gone. The flatulence has all been let loose. All the stories about the, you know, hey, let me tell you about this one chick I knew this one time and it defied the laws of gravity. They've all been, but that's all happened. Here comes the manliest moment of the night. When like, after we're done with the movie, Trey puts in the Tombstone DVD, and I think we watched the opening of that. But what do we watch? Like 2-3 times in a row? The THX sounder. And that's all. Not the movie, not the dialogue, not the plot. Just... And I literally, like, your hair is being blown back. You're like, you're that guy in the old Maxell, you know, where he's in the chair with, this, you know, like the stupid narrow tie going back. That's what we are last night, because we're men, and that's what men do. In a world, on an outpost, in the edge of space, a rogue cop on the edge, they're men. On an all-new Men. Tonight, on a Dudes Being Dudes weekend. All right, I gotta go get some therapy. We're gonna be back. In 21 hours for the KOTK Noon News Hour. Lycus is up next with Lycus 101, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We didn't get a chance to talk about today much, but Phil's got a sitcom. Phil Hendry's going to be doing a sitcom, I think, on NBC. He'll be talking about tonight. Check that out. We'll be back tomorrow with Peter Carlin. Another top five list. More of your phone calls and all that. The Rick Emerson Show is produced by Christina Carlson for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. In the executive producers, Jared Matthew Peterson, and, of course, the wonderful Tim Riley in the newsroom. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. We will see you in 21 hours. Thank you for listening. And thank you for being there. Bye, yo. Always be closing.